Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 7. It says, "The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, when the Bible speaks of integrity, it means having a good character. And good character sets boundaries. It may not always determine what you will do, but it always determines what you won't do. Character lets you realize how much you are willing to pay to get what you want. When someone in a relationship has no character, they are dangerous, right? The writer of Proverbs says, "The righteous man walks in his integrity, his children are blessed after him." Character does not have to be in the spotlight, excessively running the show, and it doesn't resort to intimidation or shaming to get its own way. The person who thinks he or she can get what they want by lying, cheating, or manipulating is sadly mistaken. My dear brothers and sisters, understand this one thing. No matter where you go, the real you will eventually show up. And if you don't work on your character, you won't be able to build healthy relationships. Right? So genuine relationships require integrity. Someone who shows consistent character in all circumstances. Someone who plays by the rules and can be relied upon. Someone who offers credit where credit is due. Someone who lives by faith. Someone who trusts God to enable them to accomplish all that he or she was created and called to do. And the Bible tells us, the wicked may prosper for a season, but they will not endure. And ultimately, they will most certainly not triumph. The Bible records in Proverbs 11:21. The psalmist says, "The integrity of the upright will guide them, but perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them." In Proverbs 11:3. So my dear brothers and sisters, cherish integrity today. Ask God to refine you, chisel you, sandpaper you, polish you, and make you beautiful and wonderful in His own image. That's what is going to set it all around for you today. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this beautiful day. We want to say thank you, Lord, in this season and this new year. We desire to walk in the character of God, to walk in integrity with humility and with servanthood. We want to walk in your ways. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you'll enable us and empower us to do so. The Lord, not only our lives, but our children and our children's children will be blessed, because that's what your word tells us. Abba Father, I thank you, Master God. Lord, I thank you because you never fail. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. That constancy and consistency of your character never changes. And therefore, make us like you. And Lord God Almighty, that we will represent you correctly on this earth. Lord, because the world is waiting to see the Christian character, Lord, emerging out of the Christian church. And I pray that we will be those people who will reflect your character. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, and I bless you. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I pray, O Lord God Almighty, that your blessings will overtake them. You will keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them, and bless them abundantly. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. Lord God Almighty, come through for them, O Father. Lord, and I Pray that they will be healed today. I rebuke every manner of sickness from their bodies, from their mind. And Lord, I speak healing into their frames in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, good, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.